This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, July 31st, 2015. I'm Marc Boulanger. In the report this week, the world's largest union federation calls for the release of an Iranian unionist. Public service unions are being urged to adopt new tactics as they fight privatization. Australian unions are opposing a trade deal with China. The UN is calling for economies to be transformed in order to respect the rights of women workers. And our Labour Start correspondent has news about union events around the world. This is Radio Labour.
We are outraged at the arrest of Esmail Abdi, of the Iranian Teachers Association, 3 weeks ago when he tried to obtain a visa for Canada to attend our Congress.
That is Fred Van Leeuwen, the General Secretary of Education International. EI is the global union federation which represents teachers and other education workers at the world level. It represents 30 million education employees in about 400 organizations at work in 170 countries and territories. EI held its 7th World Congress in Ottawa, Canada, July 22nd to 26th. The 2,000 union leaders who participated in the Congress were told that Esmail Abdi, the head of the Iranian Teachers Association, had been arrested while arranging his trip to Ottawa. I talked to Farid C. Pakhtovi about the situation. Mr. Pakhtovi is an organizer with the International Alliance in Support of Workers in Iran. I asked him about Esmail Abdi.
Esmail Abdi is General Secretary of the Iranian Teacher Trade Association. He's a teacher in Tehran, and he was arrested on Saturday, June 27, 2015.
So what happened? How was Mr. Abdi arrested?
He was going to come to Canada, actually, to attend Education International's 7th World Congress in Ottawa from July 21st to 26th. He was on his way to Armenia to obtain a visa for Canada because there's no embassy, Canadian embassy in Iran. His passport was confiscated on the border, and they told him that he had to go back to Evin prison because they needed to explain the situation to him. So when he reported back to the prosecutor office in Tehran and Evin prison, they arrested him and they took him to custody on June 27.
As the Congress of Education International was being conducted, a message smuggled out of an Iranian prison was received. It was from Arjan Davoudi, a teacher who was arrested in 2003.
I do sincerely appreciate your real concern about hardworking teachers throughout the world, especially those held behind bars in many underdeveloped countries by some outmoded totalitarian regimes governed by gangs, not law, namely Iran. In my beloved country, many teachers are locked up behind bars just for being brave pioneers for the cause of freedom and democracy, just for being brave enough to speak out against all kinds of discrimination and all sorts of injustice, and just for being brave enough to demand real respect for their civil liberty and to hold demonstrations calling for a decent standard of living.
Here again is Fred Van Leeuwen, the General Secretary of Education International.
We have demanded his immediate release and the release of four other colleagues. And we have asked the Secretary General of the United Nations and the Directors General of ILO and UNESCO to also intervene with the Iranian authorities, and they have done so. Colleagues, we cannot accept this. We must stand up whenever a colleague is being thrown in jail for the simple reason that they are a member of a union, or that they are leading a union, or taking part in union activities.
In Australia, unions are opposing a so-called free trade deal with China. Last week, about 1,000 unionists in Sydney demonstrated against the deal, saying that it would threaten local jobs, wages, and working conditions. The deal was signed by the right-wing government of Tony Abbott in June. Unions have been running TV and YouTube ads against the deal.
I can't believe they've done it. Well, they signed this free trade agreement with China. Tony Abbott stuffed it up. Well, he's letting Chinese companies bring in their own workers. They don't even have to advertise the jobs.
The trade deal will cut and eliminate tariffs on a wide range of Australian exports to China, including dairy, seafood, coal, and wine. But the workers who participated in the demonstration opposing the deal are worried because it allows China to bring in foreign workers on projects worth more than $150 million without any testing or vetting. The United Nations has released a new report which shows how economies can be transformed to respect the rights of women workers. The study, entitled Progress of the World's Women, was produced by the Department of the United Nations, informally known as UN Women. Daniel Dickinson of UN Radio reports.
Why aren't global and local economies working for women is one of the questions UN Women's latest report is highlighting. The UN Entity for Gender Equality explains that throughout the world, including in Pakistan, where the report was launched, there's evidence that girls are routinely outperforming boys in mathematics and reading. Yet the irony, the agency says, is that globally, across the region and in Pakistan, women are struggling to find work. Progress of the World's Women documents the ways in which current economic and social policies are failing women in rich and poor countries alike, and asks what the economy would look like if it truly worked for women. It also investigates what this failure means and proposes solutions. UN Women says the report makes the case that the economic agenda it outlines would not only create fairer societies, it would also create new sectors of employment. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.
And now here is Labour Star correspondent Derek Blackadder with his report about union activities around the world.
Here's a small sample of the more than 1,900 stories that our volunteers collected since our last report. Last week, our top stories section included links to news about the latest attacks on hotel workers' basic labour rights in Burma, the American unionists who are fighting for labor rights in China, and news from the Global Congress of the Education International. We also had coverage of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are some highlights. British nuclear power station workers walked for a day in a wage dispute. University workers in India struck for improved job security, while striking Indian waste collectors marched wearing chains as their strike entered its third week. Taxation workers walked out in a wage dispute with the government of Botswana. Italian Ministry of Culture workers closed ancient monuments to study plans to reorganize their work. Container port workers in Indonesia held a demonstration on work time to back their union's bargaining position. Nigeria saw yet another of the seemingly endless series of strikes by civil servants over unpaid wages. In Bangladesh, garment workers were striking to protest union-busting efforts by employers and the police. Canadian movie production workers entered the 6 months of the lockout by their employer. And in Mumbai, India, package delivery workers walked over their working conditions, including a complete lack of toilets. Our top working women's stories included coverage of the working conditions of domestic workers in Hong Kong, the sexual exploitation of migrant workers in Australia, and the campaign on the right to parental leave in Malta. Our Health and Safety Newswire carried stories about minors' safety in Canada and Zambia, while in New Zealand the government was rolling back workplace safety laws, and in England, London's tube driver struck over unsafe trains. Our photo of the week was of the rededication last month of a monument to legendary American union organizer Mother Jones. This week, LabourStart is running 6 online actions. All these campaigns are requested by and sponsored by unions around the world. Join us in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it, international labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.